From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has apologized to Doctors Without Borders. The president made the apology for the mistaken bombing of the group's hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, last weekend. Doctors Without Borders called Wednesday for an independent panel to produce an investigation of the incident in which 22 people were killed. Jason Cohn is the organization's executive director.
The attack on the MSF hospital in Kunduz was the biggest loss of life for our organization in an airstrike. Tens of thousands of people in Kunduz can no longer receive medical care now when they need it most.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials are probing whether the military exceeded its authority for use of force in Afghanistan in launching the airstrike. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says four of his warships have fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets in Syria. He says the targets were destroyed without causing civilian casualties. The four ships are located in the Caspian Sea. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert for more violence and trouble. The warning follows several Palestinian knife attacks against Jews Wednesday. Netanyahu canceled a trip to Germany to deal with a surge in Palestinian violence. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damaturu in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque, another was in a housing development. At least a dozen people were taken to hospital for injuries. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.